During the last few weeks, we have been reflecting on the message series of how we can become disciples. And here at St. Albert the Great, we're using the acrostic of Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T, to help us to evaluate and see how are we doing as we seek to be the disciples, the followers that God has called us to be. Because sometimes it's hard for us to know how are we doing in growing to be more like the disciples that God has called us to be. And this acrostic of Christ is meant to help us to evaluate that. So far, we've reflected on the C in community, especially through small faith sharing groups. Last week, the H in holiness, especially in prayer, in particular, prayers of forgiveness and going to confession. And this week, we focus on the R in retreat. So R stands for retreat, because if someone desires to grow in their discipleship path, there's someone who wants to go on a retreat. As a priest, I'm actually required, it's mandatory for me to go on a yearly retreat. Same for deacons as well. And I personally think any disciple of Christ should be seeking to go on a retreat once a year, because it's so important for us as we seek to continue to grow deeper with Christ. Every time I go on my yearly retreat, it never fails to help energize me. And also, it helps me to realize any of the ways that sometimes I can backslide as a disciple. Because unfortunately, we can go backwards in our discipleship journey just as much as we can go forward in our discipleship journey as well. And a yearly retreat helps to stem any of the backward sliding that sometimes can happen to us and helps us to be energized in going forward in serving God. And also, it's so much easier to hear God when we're on retreats as well. Part of my own story of how the Lord led me to serve him was through retreats. Until I went on a retreat called Aggie Awakening while I was in college, it was really an awakening for me spiritually, because I was someone who would always go to church on Sundays, and I would do a few things outside of church, but I really wasn't on fire for the faith until I went on that retreat. And I used to joke that after that retreat, I became a retreat junkie when I was in college, because I was traveling to do a lot of different retreats. I even helped start retreats. A little fun fact for those who know Sister Kelly is that we met while both of us was in college, because I actually helped her to start a retreat at her university. So in reflecting on retreats today, I was reflecting on how Sister and I first met before I was a priest and before she was a sister. So retreats are a great way for us to grow in relationship with God, to grow in fire with our faith. And in the first reading, we especially have an opportunity to understand really what's the core purpose of going on a retreat. It's the way that we are able to seek the Lord. When you go on retreat, it's so much easier to seek God. We all know all of the distractions we face. This TV show, this game, this social media, this phone call, this text message, etc. There's so many things that make it hard for us in our regular everyday lives to seek God. But on retreat, it becomes so easy to seek the Lord. Also, it becomes so much easier to hear his voice. Sometimes people will tell me, "Father Charlie, I'm having a hard time hearing God's voice. What can I do?" And my response is quite simple. Go on a retreat. You will hear God the most clearly when you're on a retreat. It's so much easier to hear him. And on retreat, we're never alone, but there is a solitude on retreat. What solitude means, it's like one-on-one time with God, where we're especially able to feel a closeness to God as we take a step back from the world. We feel God's presence with us even deeper than we would at other moments in our life. This is why here at St. Albert's, I like to call us the retreat parish, because show me a parish in the Diocese of Austin that has more retreats than St. Albert the Great, and I'll give you $10, okay? Because it won't happen. We have a ton of retreats. And it's a big reason for our success in helping people to grow in their discipleship path. I can't tell you how many people who are serving or who have taken the next step in their journey with Christ have told me, Father, it was when I went on this type of retreat. So after Mass today, you'll have an opportunity to sign up, especially for our welcome weekend retreats. Our team will be present both for the men and for the women. The welcome weekend retreat is a great opportunity for those that are just seeking to get started. Maybe you've never been on a retreat, or maybe it's been a long time since your retreat. The welcome weekend is a great retreat for you. And it's a Saturday, Sunday. We design it because you don't even have to take off work to be able to do it, unless you work on Saturdays, in which case, then you would have to take off work. But if you work Monday to Friday, you wouldn't have to take off work. And it's a great opportunity, again, to grow closer to God and with others as well. And even if maybe you're like, well, Father Charlie, I've been on some retreats in the past, and I feel like I'm doing pretty good in my discipleship journey, you could say, are you ready to take the next step? The Welcome Weekend Retreat also has helped people who've been faithful, they've been praying, etc., but they're like, I just feel like there's something holding me back from taking that next step, that next breakthrough in my relationship with God. And so the Welcome Weekend Retreat is also very helpful for that as well. And yesterday, we had our young adult retreat, and know that we also have retreats specifically dedicated for young adults. The next one will be happening over spring break with a special silent directed retreat for young adults that'll happen at Eagle Wings Retreat Center. You could talk to Sister Kelly for more information or to hear about that as we get closer to that date and to that retreat. So especially encourage us to see how we grow in our discipleship journey by being the faithful disciples, followers of Christ, by attending a retreat and by inviting others to go on retreat as well.